Have you felt alone in darkness? Or have you known I've been with you all the time? What have you dreamed sleeping in your tower above? May the power of love remind you you're mine. Oh, my sweet, just a little while. I want our happy end to start, but rest assured, while the magic takes time to unfold, I already hold you in my heart. Only love can open your eyes. Only love can bring you to
For those of you that are unfamiliar with who that was our own Laura DeRocher. And this is from her album, Song of My Own. She kind of says that in a nutshell, only love. And, you know, this is the season. This is the season for love and the inspiration. And so we're really thrilled to hear her music and to have her in our town. I wanted to again acknowledge Jason. Thank you for taking the time. Also for a shout out for Susia.
Yeah.
Susia in Australia. Susia is having a grandchild. I'm not sure whether the grandchild has come yet or whether she's on pins and needles waiting for it to come. But she had an opportunity to travel and be there. And so there she is, you know, because this is such a meaningful time in her life, I know, to have her first grandchild coming onto the planet. So, shout out to you, Susia, and we send you lots and lots of love. Jason is here filling in for you, and we're grateful for that. So, Jason, what are the plans? We wanted to kind of say something about the abundance.
Abundance swap.
The abundance swap that we do in this town. And it's such a sweet thing. You can bring something or a couple of things, you know, that are of value, but that you've had or no longer want to have. And you put those down. And then you walk around, and it's at the armory, the old armory over on Oak Street.
That's true. Yeah, the Abundance Swap. This is their eighth year, and it's really a movement that is kind of the opposite of the whole commercial exchange idea, where you bring your previously loved merchandise, you put it on a table, and you're able to then other folks will come by and pick up the items, and you can tell meet your neighbors, tell them the story of the items. It's a wonderful thing, and you get unique items, not the sort of items you're going to find at in a box store, but really unique items, things that have a story, things that are right here in the community. So it is a wonderful opportunity to share your abundance with the rest of the community. I just really enjoy sharing my belongings because we always seem to accumulate so much during the year. So it's nice to be able to share that with neighbors, and also find a unique gift for family members and just to share the experience. And like I said, it's the eighth year. It's going to be on the December 6th. It starts at 2:30 p.m. And it's at the old armory.
I think 1:30 you told me.
Did I say 1:30? Yeah, as soon as I said 2:30, I knew that wasn't right.
Okay,
so
1:30
at the armory. That's on Oak Street here in Ashland.
All right, so if you have a chance, folks, to get over there and bring your loved items, and it'll be a lot of fun for you. And, as we go into the season, we just had the lighting of the Christmas tree and Santa Claus coming down. And, even though the weather was cold and a little bit wet, the town came out.
They sure did. That's one of my favorite parades of the year is the Christmas parade, and it's always such a wonderful little parade. And you always get our hot chocolate and get to see Santa. And the lighting of the tree was and the whole downtown, a million lights.
Well, yeah. So I love this time of the year, from the time of Thanksgiving through the New Year. And 2010, we're not talking any little number here. 2010.
Wow.
It's hard to believe. I remember when the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey came out, and that seemed like a million light years away to 2001. And then, of course, we had the Y2K and all of those things that happened. And now we're going into 2010. It's very incredible. And the reason for the season, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about some of the helpers that are available for us. We're talking about some of the community events that are available for us to participate in, and really make this the best year ever for ourselves and for each other. One of the things that we've done, and I think it's kind of unique, we started a get-together in my on my street. There were a group of us, and it started last year with a New Year's Eve party. One of the neighbors decided that they were going to throw a New Year's Eve party. Oh, and there were maybe about eight of us from the street who participated in that party, and we found we had so much in common and so many things to share with each other that we decided to start to do that once a month. And so what was created is called the Wingspread Women's Group.
Oh.
And every month we get together and, you know, everybody brings a little something like a potluck or something that they made or something that they've bought. And what it has done is it's created the kind of intimacy that you really don't usually get with neighbors in your community. Thanks. And now we're starting to grow community in new ways, where with our newsletter, we're putting down some of the resources that are available for people that they may not know, help resources. And then what we're trying to do is create a schedule, for example, like a trip to Medford once a month or someplace, you know, that because we have an older population also who's not driving anymore, or, you know, with gas being again close to $3 a gallon, carpooling and getting together and sharing that ride and everybody participating together makes a trip that a lot of times may not be all that much fun, a lot more fun because you're going with other people, and so it adds to the consciousness and the goodness because we're doing it together, saving the resources and developing those friendships and relationships, and building our neighborhood and our community. So if you're out there and you've been thinking and feeling like, you know, I want to do something, I don't know what I want to do, well, one of the things that you can do is have a little party with the neighbors and get to know each other. I mean, it's a simple little thing. So many times we don't know the person on the left of us, or we don't know the person on the right of us. And let's take the time this year and start to get to know each other a little bit better. Because, you know, to know us is to love us. I mean, that's really the way it works. Haven't you found that, Jason? Once we get to know each other, we kind of, all of a sudden, the caring and the sharing is greatly intensified. That,
I totally agree. And the first thing I always find is how much we all do have in common. And number two is once that you've made those connections, they're hard to break, and they shatter so many of the evil in the world, like your prejudices and preconceived dispositions. And once you've broken past that and you get to meet neighbors and seeing that we all have the same values and interests, and we all, you know, put our pants on the same way, one leg at a time, that's, you know, so true. That you can get beyond some of the, like I say, the negative things that can cloud our relationships.
Absolutely.
And taking from that, it seems that it's really odd that it's revolutionary to meet the neighbors and to have things. I'm like, wow, you actually meet the neighbors, you go to get together every week? That's something, you know. I know my immediate neighbors, but as far as like getting together with the folks on the block or in our community, you know, and dealing with those, that's, it's sad that's revolutionary, but that's kind of where we are at.
But in this town, I mean, there's a lot of that going on. For example, the Grange.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the people who are now administrating and creating the different events that are happening, especially this time of the year. There's get-togethers, and especially for the people, because sometimes, you know, your loved ones are a long distance away.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be spending the holiday, how? Well, places like the Grange, for example, have wonderful opportunities for people to get together and share with each other. And and give you that sense of the spirit of the season and make it fun for all of us. So we want to give them a great shout out too for the work that they do and putting that together. Another thing that I've gone to every year that I absolutely love is there is a church group called the Crossroads. And they create a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day, and a large part of the community can be found one time or another sharing at that Christmas dinner. But the thing is, they are so organized, and they have so many volunteers. I mean, they almost have it down to a science how smoothly everything goes. And last year they had gifts for the children. They had extra winter clothing and some other toys and other items that people might need that were donated, that were set aside. And you know, the armory does hold at least 250, 300 people. I know we're going to be doing the Blues Festival there. So we get quite a group of people that can get in there. And even with the table set up, there's a lot of people that can be seated there. And all day long, they have this wonderful, wonderful Christmas meal for us to share with. So if you have a chance, if you're not with your family this year and you're looking for a place to go, I highly recommend come to the Armory for the Christmas dinner that the Crossroads Community Church does. It's really, really wonderful. So, you know, that's, again, part of the responsibilities. As I said, this year what we want to do is we want to focus more. Certainly we want to address our rights. Each right has the rights that each of us has as an individual. But we also want to spend a lot more time talking about what it is that is our responsibilities. Because the only way it works is freedom, this two-edged sword. You know, on one side we have our rights and we see a lot of people shouting about their rights, but we don't see that many people giving a shout out about, hey, our responsibilities, let's make sure that we do the things that we need to do to be responsible, because it's the only way it's going to work. Is if we take those responsibilities, accept them, and then do all we can in the most loving of ways to fulfill those. And for the Earth Kids and for our program, we talk about our responsibilities being to learn, to care. This cannot be an I don't care anymore world, because there's too much going on, and it doesn't work if we don't care about it, you know. And the more we care about it and the more love we give it, the better the life is for us and for all that we love and care about. So to learn, to care, and to give. And certainly this is the season of giving, where we can talk about, you know, what this act of giving means. And, you know, is it a matter of taking out $20 and sending it off to feed the children? Or is it the Heifer Fund? Or is it the Mercy Corps? Or is it to help out? I got a phone call while I was away. One of my neighbors, I gather, you know, if you spend a certain amount of money, you get a free turkey, right? So she had two turkeys, and she had the fixings. And she was thinking about where can I find a family that's in need? So when we have that kind of thinking behind our giving, where can I serve? Where can I fulfill a need? A couple of weeks ago, we had Diana and William on, who do the meal, and for the last 6 years have been doing the meal at the Lithia Park, the pavilion that's right next to the bandstand. And they are there from 4 to 6. If you want to cook up something and bring it over, or if you want to come and help to serve, or if you have some old coats or some old blankets that are just been sitting up in the closet or tucked away somewhere in one of those bags that you crush down, that might be a place where you might want to go and be of service every week, rain or shine, from 4 to 6. They're out there feeding the hungry and the people, you know, who come together. True indeed, it is a culture of its own, there's no doubt. But, you know, all of us as human beings need love and to feel that we are needed and cared about. And certainly that's one of the ways to get out of yourself, you know, in this time of kind of being self-forgetful and moving into that spirit more of giving. There are a multitude of ways that that can happen. Another community service I want to really give a shout to is Access. As a senior citizen in this community, I was able to have Access come and provide me with insulation, double pane windows, and all that is a service out of somebody's caring and people donating their time, their effort, and their energy to make sure that you know, the seniors have what they need in the community. True, you know, you have to have, you certainly can't be a rich person and get it, but, you know, if you have a home and, you know, your bills are climbing because you don't have the wherewithal, and especially here in Ashland, there's a short line. If you were into other communities, it might be a little bit longer line, but we're grateful that they're available for us here. And I, for one, can tell you that it really works and makes a huge amount of difference. You go and they train you. And, you know, this is really neat because they teach you things, you know, that you might not have known about how to conserve. You know, that wasn't something that they taught me in school, how to conserve. They might have taught me how to consume. I had a lot of lessons in how to consume, but I haven't had a lot of lessons in how to conserve. So Access is doing a brilliant, brilliant job, and many, many kudos to them. And another thing that they're doing, not only Access, but the city of Ashland, is they will help with the heating bills. Now, you know, the temperature's been going down into the 20s, and, you know, how to keep warm? Well, you have to use the resources then, and, of course, that's our footprint, our carbon footprint, but there's help available because there's help in learning the techniques that we can use, the difference in the light bulbs, and Access brings you the new light bulbs. For example, if you have a nightlight, they have this special nightlight that he told me cost about 5 cents to run a year. Whereas a regular nightlight, you know, would probably run a buck or two a month. This costs 5 cents for the year to run this special little nightlight that they gave me. So there are all kinds of things that we can learn, and there are resources that are available for us to participate in as we come into this winter season, which is, you know, it's not an easy time for a lot of us. Especially in these times. the schools being closed down now a couple more days because the resources aren't available. The facilities, as far as, you know, getting your kids back and forth and how we're going to do that. So these are all things that there's help available. And another reason why you want to get to know your neighbors and get to know the parents of the kids in your school, because there's a lot you can do together. And we are the inspiration for our children, right? So as we start thinking outside the box a bit of what can we do, what do I want to do, you know, what's important this year? Where is the lack that I can fill? Where is the service that I can provide? Where are the neighbors that I can meet? How can I volunteer maybe in the school or with my community or in my church or club or however it may be? So this is the time that we want to start thinking more and more about those kind of things. Got any inspiration, anything that came up for you, Jay, about some things that your family might be doing this month? Your kids are 4, right?
Right, yeah. I got my youngest just turned 4 on Saturday. I've got a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old. So we are...
You have a spectrum there.
Yes, yeah, a little bit of a spectrum there. And like I mentioned before, you know, the holidays are really wonderful because I find that being a parent, you get to relive all of those childhood joys of Christmas, that the excitement that you felt as a child that you kind of lost a little bit, and then you're getting it back, you know, as a parent. It's wonderful. I imagine as a grandparent, maybe I'll have the same joy again. But yeah, we really enjoy the holiday season, and it's really a challenge for us because we've got family one north and south. So sometimes we have to decide who gets, you know, who we're going to visit this year. And now we're suffering car problems. So now we're kind of really stuck in our community. So in a sense, that's kind of sad because we won't be able to travel, but in another sense, it's kind of good because then we can kind of focus internally, you know, and do, you know, just kind of have our own, you know, with our own family and our own community, and yeah.
And you might get them to come up to this beautiful town.
Certainly. And, you know, we've got grandparents that are getting a little too old to do too much traveling. Uh-huh. And so you wanna make those visits count. So we're always trying to figure out how to work that out logistically. But we've been real lucky there. They've always been able to come up and visit us, and then we can visit them. And so, yeah.
Well, as a grandma, I can tell you how meaningful that is.
Yeah,
you know, to get those times to spend with your grandchildren and your children, and you know, as you watch your child become a parent and how they work with their child and the love that you see pouring out of them. I mean, it really is thrilling. It's enthralling. I don't know, you know, there's not exactly a word. Sometimes I say I zuz. It means I get so filled up with this sense of joy and thanksgiving that I feel like I'm a bottle of champagne that's been uncapped here. So it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to have that happen. And certainly this time of the year is a perfect time for all that to come down. Now I'm wondering whether I want to do a little bit more of Odetta. We're about at the 5:30 mark. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give us a little bit more of Odetta. Odetta sings a lot of gospel in this song. And as you know, I always start off the show with "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." But on this album, there's also some other things. And, you know, the St. Clair Productions every year has the Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, we had Odetta come to the Blues Festival. So I really got to see her in person. A little lady in the wheelchair, okay? She had a helper who wheeled her up on stage at that time. But, you know, not a big lady at all. But what a powerful, powerful voice she has. So I'm going to ask you to play number 12 on this album. And let's see what we got there. And then we're going to do a little bit more of Laura DeRocher. And then we might close off with In the Company of Angels, which is an album by a man that I used to work with. And it's kind of interesting because the beginning of the album starts off with the Urantia book. Have you ever heard of the Urantia book?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, then it's kind of interesting from that aspect of spirituality what he has to say. Okay, so let's hear Odetta and see what she's going to sing to us now.
If you can't fly, run, you can't run, walk, and if you can't walk, crawl, any way you make it, baby, you keep on moving on, any way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. My country, it is for me, I moved right to the rocks. Ain't much that can be changed, sitting down singing my songs. I sing to find the spirit and keep it up bright and strong. Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on to move it on. And if you can't fly, run to the folks, tell them this too is your nation. You can't run, walk, tell them it won't be no resignation. You can't walk, crawl to the polls, vote your determination. Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. And if you can't fly, run, you can't run, walk. And if you can't walk, crawl. Any way you make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. Swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, Lord. That's how the story's told. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Sweet little baby born in a stable. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. There's fighting in the city where baby Jesus grew. All in all, the Prince of Peace, we send a prayer to you. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning. Oh, Jerusalem, sweet little baby born in a stable. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning, walking through Jerusalem, I see the signs of war, calling on the Prince of Peace to walk the streets once more. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, sweet little baby born in a stable. Oh, Jerusalem in the morning, walking in Jerusalem, just like the Prince of Peace, praying for Jerusalem, may all the fighting cease. Oh, Jerusalem, fighting all peace. Oh, Jerusalem, fighting all cease. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, sweet little baby born in a stable. Oh, 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 Jerusalem in a morning.
Okay. The Prince of Peace and the Princesses of Peace and all us children of this this age who are praying and working and promoting peace and here in our community and also around the world. And another thing that's come up with me for the new year, and Jason, do you write New Year's resolutions and things that you'd like to see happen in the new year? Do you do that?
I do that, yeah. I don't do it as formally as some do, but I do usually mentally make resolutions. And I find that I'm making the same resolution I made last year. I'm going to make it again and try to stick to it this year.
Is it a personal thing that you want to accomplish?
It is, yeah. It's a personal, and it's about saving money.
Oh.
About someone very wise told me that one of the keys to success with money is to always be saving money, is to put money aside, and this is money that you can't touch, you know. And that's, I've always been very good at saving money, but it wasn't really saving. It was like, okay, I put it over here until I need it, and then I've always been very bad at not getting into money that I've set aside as savings. So this year, I'm going to not touch the money I put into savings for a whole year and see what I got.
All right. Well, good for you.
That's the goal.
All right.
Life may not let me may interrupt that theory. It seems like whenever I get a little money tucked away, an expense of the equal or greater value appears. So,
well, with three children to raise, let me tell you that I can understand when these unforeseen circumstances seem to happen. And you know, having kids in school is an expensive proposition, too.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they're in clubs or they're in band or they're playing sports.
Yes, in drama. And keeping up with the technology it's been a real challenge, especially with the teenager. And this is the year where she needs a laptop, and we're gonna make that happen for her. Hope she's not listening. Oh, Santa's blew that present, but she can. Anyways, I think that then we'll have to repeat that a couple more times, I guess, with the other two as they come up the ranks. So,
yeah,
yes.
It's really, it's almost like a science fiction movie now to see everybody with their little phones that do everything,
mm-hmm,
right?
Certainly.
And to get on something like Facebook,
mm-hmm,
and be connected, you know, in a multitude of ways with organizations, with individuals, and to get this stream and to get these wonderful pictures. So sometimes even though you're not able to be at an event, you get to see the pictures,
uh-huh,
and participate in those new ways. Well, for the Earth Kids and for me, for this year, what I would like to see is I would like to see the President of the United States, President Obama, to really consider putting into place a Department of Peace.
Yes.
For the, you know, this has been something that we've worked for a long time. I've sat with people from the department, and certainly I've been a promoter of peace. But I think that we need to absolutely put this into action, that we start to create a Department of Peace. I believe that we can teach our children to be peace builders rather than having a police force. I believe we can have a peace force, which would mean that the people that we would be paying for these services to protect us would not only protect us, but be there to help build community with us, to be able to give us the information and the resources and the things that would be available because of the technical things that they have, and would get us connected so that if a peace officer was riding the bicycle in the park, instead of looking for people who broke the law, okay, and having that kind of attitude about, I'm here to give tickets, or I'm here for this negative because of negative things. If we had a peace force instead of a police force, then we would be working in the kind of positive ways that not only would protect us and keep us safe, but would help us to move in the kind of ways that we really want to move in this country. So, and I've been thinking about this for quite a while. If I were to make a recommendation, I would recommend that there be co-directors of our peace force, our peace department. And the people that come to my mind as the co-directors for our Department of Peace, as the Cabinet of the United States, would be Colin Powell. And Colin Powell, as a peace builder, we've seen how he worked with his group that he started called the Little Red Wagon, where he had a very great influence and was able to serve and do many things on behalf of the children. And plus his knowledge and the experiences that he went through under President Bush, I think he would serve us very, very well. And as his co-director, the person that I would choose would be Marianne Williamson. And Marianne Williamson is a lady who does a lot of speaking about the Course in Miracles, about peace building, working to build and connect people. And I think these two people and the beginnings of our Department of Peace for 2010 would be an incredible way for we in the United States to go to start to build and initiate the kind of leadership that is out of the box and bringing into the world the kind of impetus that is needed as we can move to create the world where we all can live in. But it has to start at home first, and it right. has to start with us. And if indeed we are to take on that leadership, it certainly can't happen with having the biggest military in the world. It has to happen with having an Department of Peace and starting to build and then becoming the examples for the world and for our own people.
Certainly.
to teach each other to how we can live in peace together, how we can. There's so much conflict resolution and these kind of groups that are coming together so that we can communicate in new ways. And I think that the Department of Peace is needed, and it certainly is an idea whose time has come.
Yeah.
So that's one of the top priorities of my list, is how to convey that information and maybe make an appointment with President Obama to talk about what would be possible for the United States if it were to have in its cabinet a Department of Peace. It certainly is out of the box.
Certainly.
And it's something that I think can change the course of the United States and human history. So that's what I'm going to be meditating on and praying on and doing whatever I can to kind of convey that message and see what kind of impetus we can get to move these ideas forward. I know there's been a lot of people who've had this idea, and we've talked about it a lot, but there hasn't been a lot yet. And maybe it's because it wasn't yet the time. But I believe that now, as we are moving out of this Iraqi situation, and now as we're reevaluating in Afghanistan and how we're spending our resources and what we really value, that this could be the time when this could happen.
Wonderful.
So we're holding that high thought. We really are holding that high thought. And so, let's see, we got some minutes here. I think what I want to do is have you play Eve and In the Company of Angel. This is kind of interesting, and you know, if you're here in Ashland and you've gone down to the Metaphysical Library or the Media Center, you might have seen the Book of Urantia. It's kind of an interesting concept, and certainly information that he does at the beginning is quite interesting. So if you got something to say about it, you know, you can always get on the phone, and we're available for conversations about all these different kind of things. And you know, sometimes we want to provoke, sometimes we want to inspire you, sometimes we want to shake you to the roots. So here we go. We're going to put it's world records. We're going to put on number one. It's the beginning one. He speaks about that. And then at the will probably close with the last song, which is You Touch My Soul. It's a very, very beautiful. And, you know, on the back of the CD, it says, "A melody has power, a whole world to transform. Forever music will always be the language of humans and angels. Harmony is in the speech and in the music." So let's listen, see what you think about this one.
"550 million years ago, the life carrier cores returned to Urantia. In cooperation with spiritual powers and superphysical forces, we organized and initiated the original life patterns of this world and planted them in the hospitable waters of the realm. That we are called life carriers should not confuse you. We can and do carry life to the planet, but we brought no life to Urantia. Urantia life is unique, original with the planet. This sphere is a life modification world. All life appearing hereon was formulated by us right here on the planet. And there is no other world, even in all Nebadon, that has a life existence just like that of Urantia.
Well, thanks, Eve. You know, that's kind of interesting concept. The life that's here is unique and was here when these beings came down, and nowhere in the universe is there life like there is on Earth. And so I think it's something to ponder, this life on Earth. And here we are. This is the last day of November 2009. Tomorrow we start December the 1st, 12/1/09. And as we move into the holiday season, I really want to thank all of you for your time and for your interest in the Earth Kids Show and Tell, and for your response. I want to send out love to Susie again in Australia with your new grandchild. I want to thank you, Jason, for taking the time from your schedule and coming to make it all happen for me. I love to talk, but when it comes to, you know, these kind of things, pushing buttons and whatever, now I'm a little bit out of a loss for that. And Susie keeps saying, you know, this is easy, this is easy. But for her, it's easy. For me, the talking is the easy thing. Yeah. So we are on www.earthkidsmall.com is our website. On there also is the KSKQ .org radio site, so that you can go right on there and you can listen to any of our shows that are in the archives there and bring them up at any time. If there's something that you're interested in, you can hear it. And then there's also the Candle Heart site. Now, the Candle Heart site is kind of for fundraising, because we have some projects that we're endeavoring to do. One of the projects that we'd like to do is we're working on a mentoring program, and it's called the Grandmother's Bench. And we want to make ourselves available for our young people. A lot of them transit through the town, and a lot of them live here. But we want to be a listening ear for those young people, and make ourselves and whatever resources we can pull together available so that they can move forward in wonderful, wonderful, caring, loving, giving ways and fulfill their potential. So that is the Candle Heart site. And what it is a soy-based candle, and a lot of different organizations are using it as a fundraiser, especially the schools and bands and senior classes, you know, that have projects that they want to do. So check that out. And once again, it's earthkidsmall.com. And then anytime that you want to catch us on kskq.org, it's available there. Our shows go into the archives, and so we're really grateful to have all that available. And so as we move from November to December of 2009, I want to thank you, and I want to wish you all the beginnings of this most wonderful of seasons of the year. So, Jace, we're going to end this with In the Company of Angels, and we're going to end it with You Touch My Soul. And it's Yves Vincent. Yves Vincent is the man who recorded this and wrote this music.